February 14th. Wait, no, not quite. February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. Am I single again? Yes, of course. Every single year, including this one. Anyways, I was supposed to go to work today. I was supposed to be at work right now, actually, but I literally cannot get out of my driveway. Why are driveways called driveways when you park in? Never mind. But I could not get out, and it was snowing all day, so I just decided to call in because I was not about to risk my life or minimum wage. Sorry, oops. Yeah, there was no way I could get out, and I didn't. But yeah, there is a huge snowstorm right now. Not huge. Huge for where I live. Not huge. Pretty big for where I live. We got like 7, 8, 9. I don't know how many inches of snow, but it's a lot more than we would usually have. We had a snow kind of night a couple weeks, maybe a month or two ago. And yeah, like a month ago. And it was just a night, and it kind of basically all melted by like morning, the next day, blah, blah, blah. But this one is pretty thick. It's happening like all over the state. And it seems like a lot of the country is also experiencing snow or ice or really cold weather. We saw what happened in Texas. The 133 something like that car pileup. It was, you know, all over the news and all over social media. It was so scary to hear about that. And like, I think black ice was involved in a hill, and I heard that particular highway has always been a problem for people that live in Fort Worth. I think that's where it happened. I'm not sure, but yeah, that highway, freeway, has already been a problem. And now it's dark, and there's black ice, and no one anticipated this much cold, and the freeway is like, what, 80 miles per hour in Texas? I don't know, but it was crazy to see the video. It's like, I could not imagine the people on the other side of the road just seeing that, and they can't do anything. Obviously, the best they can do is hope, but to witness that, to see these big semi trucks run into these, you know, regular sized cars, like, from some of the videos you can clearly see cars flying and literally being crushed. Like, I'm pretty sure some of the videos that are out, you know, online and whatever, you could probably see someone dying. Well, maybe not them, but their car that they were in, you know. It's crazy. And I, hopefully those who pass rest in peace. And I know a lot of the people left behind families, which is, I mean, everybody did, but but a lot of them left behind children and significant others. It's really heartbreaking, and I hope those people heal with time as well. And that's why I'm really, really scared to drive in the snow. I personally drive a 2007 Honda Accord with two-wheel drive. It literally cannot even drive while in the rain. It slips and slides in the rain, so I don't even know how in the world I'm gonna ever be able to drive in the snow. That's besides. But yeah, I have a work shift tomorrow and a work shift on Wednesday, like 20 minutes away from me. But thank God that it's gonna be raining on Monday and Tuesday, so the snow will melt and melt faster, hopefully, so I can get to work safely. How do I feel about being single again on Valentine's Day? It hurts like it does every year. I just want a hug. I just want a hug from a tall man. Anyways, and it's so hard to watch all the cute little strawberry boxes being made, and I'm like, damn, let me go make one for myself, because those are too expensive to order. So let me just make some for myself, because I am jealous. I'm very, very jealous. And the worst part is I'm going to be working on Valentine's Day in the morning, granted, but I'll probably see last minute Valentine gift shopping. To see how many condoms and birth control and whatever I sell. But yeah, I am so tired. I just want to not be single on Valentine's Day for one fucking year. 1 year. Is that so much to ask for? Anyways, but, you know, it's fine. Self-love. I will just treat myself. I'll buy myself candy. Yeah. But yeah, lesson of the day for myself. I guess, even though I don't want to be single on Valentine's Day, I don't think I want to be in a relationship necessarily too. I think I just want to have, like, someone who I can, like, a different dynamic than friendship, but, like, not a relationship, you know? I don't know, somewhere in the middle, I guess. Maybe just a guy friend that's more than, but it's not a relationship. Something like that, because I don't think I don't know. I just don't see myself in a relationship, just because I'm commitment issues, check. I definitely do. And I don't know, I don't think I want to put in the work. And I don't think I'm, like, at a stage of my life where I'm fully ready for anything like that, or wanting something like that. I don't want to feel trapped, basically. And not saying you're trapped in any relationship, but in a way, you are in a way. You know? Anyways.
Yeah.
y'all that are in love? Yes, of course. Do I want love like that? Yes, of course. But do I see myself there right now? Not really. Do I want that right now? I don't know. I don't think so. Because, I don't know, just mental health very unstable, stress very unstable, stress levels, school, work, regular work, and life. I just don't think I am in the right place and mindset and whatever to enjoy and fully get to appreciate and get to, like, experience fully a healthy, loving relationship. That's why, but I do want, like, I guess, not friends with benefits, but not just friends, but not a relationship. Like, I don't know. Hopefully, casual relationship, probably, is what, like, really casual. Anyways, hopefully I am not single again next year. Probably will be. I probably will be. Hopefully not, though. But whatever. Yeah, let's see what next week has in store. In a couple of weeks, I actually get my COVID-19 vaccine, second dose of Moderna. Very excited. But yeah, anyways, temperature outside is around 30 degrees. Pretty cold, not unbearable. That's what I like about Washington. It's like, it gets cold where it snows, but not so cold where it's like, yikes, like, wow, it's cold. We're never really in the negatives. And it's never so hot that we're in the hundreds. Very seasonal. Very four seasons. Anyways, good talk. February 13th. February 13th. It's a Saturday, not a Sunday.